Welcome back to another episode of Ramping Up with Fiona Collins
and Matt Taylor.
And before we get into this week's episode, I want to let y'all know where I will be. You can catch me on September 16th in Boston, Massachusetts.
Go Sox.
September 17th in East Providence, Rhode Island. September 18th in Belmore, New York.
The brokerage.
And September 26th, I will be in Knoxville, Tennessee for not one, but two shows. And those are the rest of my September dates. Get your tickets at FionaCollie.com. Or if you follow me on Instagram, I'm Fiona Collie on Instagram, and that link in my bio will get you all the tickets you could ever need. Matt.
Yes, ma'am.
Where the freaking heck are you going to be?
Oh, heck. You know, lady, I'm going to be out with Rodney Carrington probably until about mid-December, so you can get all his tickets at RodneyCarrington.com, and then I'm coming out to those Louisville, Fort Wayne, Appleton dates with you, and you can get those tickets at FionaCollie.com or her link in bio. Also, for the love of God, don't forget to go over to the Patreon and show it some love. That's patreon.com/rampinguppod. A-R, what the frick? RampinUppod. That's rampinguppod, RampinUppod. Over at the Patreon, got a lot of good content, bonus episodes. We're doing fake ad reads over there that are so bad and illegal that we can't say them in YouTube. So
you told me they were good.
They're good, but I mean bad. Like, we can't put it out here. They bad. No.
All right.
And also, we have a phone number that we always want you guys to call into. That's 615-547-8888. 24. That's Fiona. Call me at 615-547-8824. That's it. Give us a call and we'll play those calls right here on the freaking pod.
Leave my voicemail.
Yeah, and we'll play it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get to the episode.
To another episode of Ramping Up with Fiona Collie
and Matt Taylor.
And today we have a very special guest. Give it up for Libby Higgins.
That's me, everybody. I'm trying to match your energy level.
It drops off real hard. Oh, man.
I'm just trying to convince these viewers that I'm alive. You know? That's all that is.
That was a big burst of energy. Thank you. I appreciated that.
I could take a nap right now.
That was cool.
Well, speaking of naps, let's go to our sponsor over at Sleep Number. And, no, I'm just sorry.
Oh, wow. I thought you guys had a Sleep Number.
No. We don't even have a bed. I sleep on this couch at night.
Is it okay that this is on my area?
Yeah. I almost said I would prefer that, but I was like, don't say that.
Yeah. When you sleep later, you're going to be like, what's that smell? God.
Oh,
yeah. Oh. Oh, man. All right.
Buckler looks like he's into it. Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah. All right. That's weird. Sorry. Well. Libby, how you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I thought you were going to do something else. That's why I was trying to stay quiet.
No, it's a, were we?
No.
Okay.
It's a free for all now? We can do whatever we want?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Hell yeah.
We do like to start the show off with, we have some people that call in on a fun little segment called
Fiona, call me.
That's right.
Energy.
You guys have called in and asked some pretty obscene questions, or just told us good luck on our adventures.
Or told us to go F ourselves.
That is true. One of those is very close to that.
For like 7 minutes.
Is that real?
I've seen that the guidelines is changing. It depends on context, but I think that's just like good podcasting. But have you ever heard that with the first 7 minutes to crying out to God? Okay.
I've heard that. And whether it's true or not, I don't know.
And the crazy thing is, talking about it really ruins the algorithm. I can sense when you pick it up.
Call me.
We're going to take one call and see how this goes. This is kind of a new thing, so.
Do you guys have a Google Voice number? That's what I have.
Yeah. That's why I got this little bad boy glowing and showing.
That is cool.
So we'll see. I don't know if I did it right. Let's go
I wasn't screening mine, and then I had to start screening them. Really? Some of them got weird.
All right, let's see. We'll go with this one. Hello. I am a 34-year-old white male, 5'6", clean cut, who has an OnlyFans account. And I just recently found out that my grandmother has been secretly subscribed to my OnlyFans account. Okay. She has yet to confront me with this. So I don't know if she's just looking at it for kicks or what's going on, but what should I do? Any advice you have would be greatly appreciated, because God only knows what they say about those photos at her book club.
Okay, first off, this guy sounds like that one guy that spilled all the chili in the office.
It was Kevin?
Kevin! Really good.
It does sound like Kevin.
Is that a TV show reference?
The Office. Yeah.
I'm a bad TV watcher.
Oh.
Sorry.
I'm going to be honest.
Call him Kevin?
Yeah, let's call him Kevin.
All right, Kevin.
Kevin,
jeez.
That was a real creepy start. I got to be honest.
Well, hello. Is he the creep in this situation?
Here's the deal. My initial impression is he didn't have to tell us all his stats. That had nothing to do with the phone call. He was doing that to...
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Was that for the police record?
It was weird.
Is he just reading off his affidavit?
But can I give my suggestion to Kevin? I would go ahead and confront Grandma and be like, Grandma, if you sub for 3 months, I can give you like a 12% discount. Or... Grandma, if you sub for a whole year, you can get a 20% discount. I would use it to your ability.
Yeah.
Right. And what are you doing on OnlyFans, my guy?
After hearing his voice, it really makes me wonder what the vibe of his OnlyFans is. Is it in a basement? Absolutely.
Is it just a shot of his crotch jerking off with a lot of hair on his thighs? Probably.
Next to like a ruler. He's really into height and length.
Right.
Yeah.
Clean cut.
Clean cut. What's that reference to his wiener?
No. That.
Jeez, Aiden. Are we 7 minutes in yet?
He opened up. He said,
seven inches in.
Clean cut. Does he mean he's circumcised and shaven?
Also, all of that and you didn't plug your OnlyFans, Kevin. What are you doing?
His name's not even Kevin. He probably so much. What is his name?
He didn't say it, did he?
Aiden, you got to stop calling in, dude.
Oh, dang. Okay, maybe your grandma subscribed on accident. Maybe she's just trying to feel closer to you. Are you bad grandson?
That's a possibility.
Maybe she just misses her grandson and wishes that she saw you more.
She accepts all... facets of you.
The thing that really impressed me is that a grandma was able to not only find his OnlyFans, but then subscribe.
Yeah, like put in her card info. That's hard for me.
I mean, that's some pretty strong family support. Like, my mom subscribes to the Patreon, and I already think that's a lot, you know, because we say a lot of crazy stuff on the Patreon. But for a grand, that's just family support. I don't know.
I don't know. I both of my grandmothers are no longer with us, so I'd be really grateful if one subscribed to my OnlyFans.
God, what I would give to have my grandmother back and subscribing to my OnlyFans. Yeah.
I would assume that from heaven or whatever, you don't have to like pay. It would be like a free OnlyFans would just be a free service included in being in heaven. But yeah, I'm old, so my grandparents are also dead. I did have OnlyFans for a short couple of years.
Really?
Say that.
Really?
Just a lot of ass.
I love that.
But I shut it down because I'm trying to, you know, get more TV shows and things like that. So,
and it was the wrong kind of
shut it down because I was not putting out enough content and I felt bad charging people $4.99 a month.
Bet you're real popular though.
What is like the average price of an OnlyFans?
I'm gonna say 10.
Really?
A month?
That's a lot.
Did you? I remember I saw you on the Dr. Phil show, like Adam Ray show at the Pinnacle, and didn't you sit on a cake?
Yes.
Was that the kind of stuff?
Yes, I did. On my OnlyFans, I would sit on cakes and stuff.
I'm obsessed with that.
Because I thought, when I first decided to do it, I thought, this ass is really going to just be able to smash it, you know? But it was all just like one smash. Like, there wasn't an exciting buildup. It was just ass smash cake. No, like, oozing or anything. It was just smashed.
Which some guys
like, I guess.
Yeah.
There's a lot of weird stuff on the internet. Yeah. I mean, have you ever heard of cake farts? I saw that when I was like in middle school.
That's from the 90s, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a throwback.
It's a lady going, you want me to fart on this birthday cake?
And she goes,
did you like that? Yeah. And there's a guy that's like, yeah.
And there's like,
probably so Kevin.
You're taking
Kevin.
Me back right now. Oh my God.
The internet is a fun.
Well, was cake farts before Two Girls, One Cup? Or was that like the same?
I think it was before.
You know, I have never watched porn. Just like, I don't like seeing people do stuff I can't do, you know? But when Two Girls, One Cup came out, what year was that?
That set the world on
Google
fire.
I would not want on my phone.
That wasn't one of the internet memes that just everybody sort of not worked together, but it brought the world together.
It did. It was really unifying.
January 5th,
2007. Oh.
2007. So I was
in college.
I was in middle school.
And you watched it?
So here's the story. I have an older sister. She's 4 years older than me. So she was in high school. And one day she was like, hey, come hang out with me in my room, which was like, you know. And so I went up there and the bitch, tied me to a chair and made me watch it against my will because she thought it was very funny. And that, I think, is probably why I haven't watched porn.
So you're...
My concept of it is just that.
So your sister's in jail, right?
She should be, but no. You know, white girls, they skirt the law a lot.
They sure do. Was her tying you to a chair, like, kind of foreshadowing, you think?
I'm in a wheelchair now.
Because now you're tied
to a chair. I got it, and it was upsetting.
She goes, oh, I got it, and I hated it.
It was. I'm just concerned about your sister.
She's also in a wheelchair.
Is she?
Yeah. So, interesting story. All three of them, the siblings, have Friedrich's ataxia.
Do you guys have a nickname for your trio of... Is wheelchair
the
users?
Retards. The weetards.
Weetards. Because there's three of you.
And your parents don't have it?
No, that's pieces of shit. We're going to do a lot of beeping. I'm so sorry. No,
we're good.
So
they just, your dad just dumped into your mom and.
Yeah, and then, match made in hell, bro. I mean, there are 5,000 people in the U.S. with what I have. And for two people that are carriers, meaning they don't have it, it's just in them to meet up and have kids is crazy.
That's diabolical.
Yeah.
No one in my family has ever been disabled. Like, straight up, like, I love my grandfather. He's awesome, but he's an architect, right? Now he's like 90. But back in the day when he was like a young up and coming whatever architect, the ADA laws for architecture got passed, and he was so pissed. He was like, why should we have to?
Oh, the other way, not like.
Wow. Yeah.
He didn't want it. He was, this is ruining building. No, he's three disabled grandkids. And my grandmother, who just passed, she had Parkinson's and was in a wheelchair at the end. I'm like,
it's your grandfather's fault. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, it's a generational karma.
Damn.
I got to be careful about the things that annoy me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love universal design personally. Just want to throw that out there into the existence.
Have you heard of that?
Mm-mm.
So I wrote my thesis in college on universal design, which is just the idea that, like, it's not ADA or whatever. It's design that anyone can use, which, like, why do we need stairs? If you walk, you can walk up a ramp.
I hate steps. Sorry, I just got very upset. Why do we need steps when we can have ramps?
That's called universal design. It's because people are small-minded and not creative.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't... Nah, I probably shouldn't say that.
Universal design. So what does Grandpa think of that? Piss him off?
Probably.
I just don't bring it up around him. It's, yeah, it gets real weird.
He's not racist, but God, he hates disabled people.
When I drive by a house that has a full set of staircases in the front, I'm like, why would you? What's the purpose of that?
I think especially about like now. Groceries. Like you get anything. Groceries and you have to run a banana.
Yeah. To be honest, I'm not a fan of them either. I like a good ramp. Except when it's iced over.
Does that ramp out there get icy?
Sometimes.
That's why we put the little grip strips on there.
Grip strips.
It's fun to say.
That's why I love the lab at Zany's, because they got the nice ramp.
Yeah.
Now I have to embarrass myself.
I don't like how short the stage is, though, because no one can see me.
I like the height of the stage, but if it's a problem, then maybe I should re-examine it. The stage in the main room to me is too high. I don't like being that high up over people because there's a lot of like staring at pussy area.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to do that no matter
what. You're right. You're right.
I feel the same way minus the pussy area. But sometimes like, I mean, at my older age now, I'll get the old P dot. Like, I'll go use the restroom. There's been a few times where, like, I'll be about to go on stage and look down. There's just, like, a dot of, like, dribble of pee.
They need man pads to put it on the tip of your ding-dong.
What is it?
A man pad.
Well, I just invented it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Can you pitch that ad right now?
Yeah.
Do you suffer from pee dots on your jean shorts? Well, guess what we've got for you? Man pads. After you urinate... Place a little adhesive man pad on the tip of your penis, and you'll be good to go. Your days of having a pee dot on your jean shorts are done.
Done.
Why is it jorts?
I just imagine a lot of pee dots on jorts. Guys wearing jorts.
Yeah, pee dot is a jorts vibe. I agree.
Or a khaki pant.
That's where it really shows. I gotta start wearing darker jeans.
Do you feel like someone's seen it before while you're on stage?
There's no way they haven't. It's happened like maybe twice. There's been a very embarrassing time where I was out on a show with Rodney, and it was like, you know, the casino shows, how they have like the screens right there to show you. Well, like this whole time, it wasn't a PDOT, but I had like my semen. Nose was just like running.
Sorry. Sorry. Is this a clean podcast?
No.
We just try and make it 7 minutes, you know.
Oh, God, it's been at least 10.
Oh, yeah, we're
10.
Good. But my nose was like running like crazy, and it got to the point where like I'm not going to like all the time on stage. So I was like, I'm just going to power through. Nobody will notice, you know, like I'm far away. And then like I look over like 15 minutes into my set, and I mean, it's just a close up on my face. And it's just glistening down. I'm like, oh my God. Y'all been staring at me just snotting.
Did you say something about it?
Yeah. I was like, y'all seen this the whole time? And they laugh. And I was like, oh, I'm humiliated.
Like a little child. Little children have that.
He has like a red ring stain around
a Kool-Aid ring. That's funny.
I always think about, like, obviously being in a wheelchair isn't awesome, but one thing I would constantly worry about if I were like a standing person on stage is a camel toe.
Yeah.
I don't like, or like bleeding through or something like that. I'm sitting. So if any of that is happening, no one knows.
That's nice.
There's mixed things on camel toes. Like people say they like it, but if you dare to show a camel toe on Instagram, people are like, what the? You're showing a camel toe. I don't show it. I don't have a camel toe. It's mine's just a big stomach, like a stomach toe, more like. It's not a. How do you guys feel about camel toes? In or out?
They're in, for sure.
They're out, for sure.
What about a guy's nutsack with a camel toe?
A moose knuckle?
Yeah.
Out. Men have enough. Y'all took enough. Don't.
Yeah. The old moose knuckle, right? The old pig hoof.
Yeah.
There's a lot of names.
Pig
you
hoof.
Could throw up there.
Oh my God, Jesus. Guys. Sorry. I'm Ooh. Just really excited because I wanted
so
to tell
psyched.
You.
Yeah.
This. All of this?
All of this?
Could be your freaking
ad space.
Care what you're selling, what you're doing. We'll make it fun, and that's we'll right. help you sell. PR is good.
That's right. We have no shame. You selling crack cocaine? Let us know. If the price right is right, here. We'll get it out there. We don't give a dang.
Safe space. Ad say. Space.
So, yeah. So, send us if you want to be a sponsor, if you want to be an ad space, just reach out to us at therampinguppod@gmail.com. That's our official email, rampinguppod@gmail.com. That's rampinguppod@gmail.com. Hit us up and we'll put you on.
Claim your space.
Claim your space. All right. Back to the pod. Well, Libby, I want to get to know your comedy origins.
Yeah.
Which I know is sometimes it can drive conversation, but I know you went from.
Let's back the fuck up. Tell me the first time you did stand up and why.
Well, I wanted to do it for quite some time, but I was scared because you guys have seen me before I go on stage. Just imagine that intensified by a million. So I started doing stuff online because it was like safer, like YouTube and stuff. And then I was like, okay, I'm gonna do it. And I did it at like a little open mic, and it was horrible. It was bad. It was embarrassing because I'd been going to open mics for years watching people before I could get the nerve. And so all those people that I knew from comedy saw it and saw how bad it was, and that was humiliating. But look at me now. I am just so successful. I hope Aiden zooms in.
Yeah, we'll get it in post for sure.
That was in 2015-ish.
Oh wow! So 10
I know.
Fucking.
I don't tell people it's been 10 years because they'll be like, shouldn't she be better?
No.
Oh, you're very funny. Okay, that's the whole thing.
I would love the audience to know this about Lippy. She crushes every fucking time. But, Lord, I don't know if you're humble or you actually believe these things.
I'm mentally ill.
That's what it is. Yeah. She's mentally ill because, again, Libby on any show is the best part of any show.
That is so nice to say that. I can't tell you that. Well, I will tell you. My brain, when I hear people say stuff like that, it's like they're lying to you. Like, I can't. I have no rest from that voice in my head.
Libby, I'm dying. I don't have time to lie.
Wow. That really brings things into perspective. Yeah. I don't know what it is, and I think it's a little bit of OCD. Like, I have to hold on to that. Because if I don't, then my OCD is like, oh, now you're going to start fucking up because you're not. It's a weird thing. Like, if I'm not nervous before every show, my OCD is like, what's going on?
Yeah,
you're going to have a bad show.
Actually, I get that. I'm so sorry. Yeah,
no.
But, like, if I don't feel nervous, this is weird. But I'll, like, if I have to pee, I won't pee because that pee feeling is sort of like nerves. And I'm like, all right, I am nervous. And if I'm not nervous, I bomb every time. So,
see, that's what my OCD is like. You're going to bomb if you're not nervous, so you have to be nervous.
That's fair. But you get off stage and you're like, that was good, do you?
Very rarely. Sometimes I'll get off, like, man, I really crushed. But that's rare.
I don't think I've ever seen you not crush. Yeah. So
appreciate that.
Maybe there's like different levels of crushing where you're like, that wasn't enough.
I don't know what's wrong with me. But I keep doing it. I keep doing stand-up. Because I love it.
Well, with comedy, you started online, right? And then you gained a ton of popularity in that.
What were you doing online?
There was a couple different things. There was a site called JTV, which is Twitch now, but then it was called Life Casting, where people would just film themselves constantly. So I would do like shows every weekend. I'd do shows with characters. And videos. I was making like YouTube videos in character. Because at the time I was teaching school, so I had to be a character because I didn't want anybody to see.
What were you teaching?
Special ed.
I knew I liked her. that's hilarious. It's not funny. Thank you for your service.
How long did you teach special education?
It's hard to say. 22 years. I can't believe I did anything that long. I do want to make it clear that I was a teacher assistant, but I always say teaching because I was in the trenches.
Yeah.
I was in the trenches. The last like 15 years was working with kids with autism. So
like grown kids.
They were kindergarten through fifth grade.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Like all in the same, like over the span of you doing that, or like those were the ranges you had in a day?
That was in a day.
Wow.
No, man.
So we could have some kids that were in kindergarten in the same room as some kids that were in fifth grade. Kind of like Little House on the Prairie kind of thing. Is that an old reference?
No.
I actually made a reference to that two days ago.
Were people like, what?
Yeah, they were like, I was drinking tea. And I was like, I feel like Little House on the Prairie right now. And everyone in the green room was like, not in that shirt. And I was like, fuck y'all. It's pretty funny.
And you guys wonder why you're nervous before you go on stage.
What's, he's got a little buttonhole.
And on his booty.
They all have booties. He's got his underwear on right now.
I just touched it. I felt sort of creepy touching it.
Yeah. But he's got one too, see?
What show was yesterday? Oh,
I was in...
Sunday.
I was in Charlotte.
All right.
Yeah.
Charlotte.
Sure. Okay. That's wild. So, did you like being a DJ? I mean...
I did. It was just like, as I was growing more and more losing my mobility. It was becoming difficult because the kids, for some reason, children with autism like to run everywhere and run away and elope, as it's called. And it was very stressful and hard on my body.
Yeah.
What's it called when they run away?
Eloping.
Like in a marriage?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's hilarious.
That's
the second time that phrase or that term has come up, and I'm still like, now I really don't understand.
What does that mean for you guys?
Eloping? I found out recently that I guess it means you just, run off.
Are you guys going to run off together?
No, I don't run anyway.
Yeah.
Neither do I.
Why are you disabled?
Well,
sorry, that was a
kind of like a 5-year old asking that question.
I have a connective tissue disorder called lipedema, and there's not a lot of research on it because it happens predominantly to women. So
that's so rough.
If it happened to men a lot, we know, but it's a connective tissue disorder, but it presents as abnormal fat buildup. It doesn't even sound real. Abnormal fat buildup from here down and also on my arms. So if you see a lady with, what do they call it? Like good cooking arms or something, they're real big. Then she's probably got lipedema. And what I have found out in the last year is that if I use a GLP-1 and cut back on sugar and maintain exercise, that it helps a lot with my mobility. So I am more mobile now than I was this last year at this time. And for the past like 15 years.
Are you in pain?
Yes.
Oh my God.
It is. I'm chronically inflamed. Now I'm doing a lot better. So I'm not in the amount of pain I was before.
Right.
But I do use a mobility scooter if I have to walk a long way, which is embarrassing. So I say that it's so embarrassing.
What?
But it has allowed me to be able to keep up with my friends now, because before they would be like, you want to go to antique mall? And I knew that I couldn't.
Mm.
So now I can go to the antique mall or wherever that I need to go with my scooter. And I think Aiden and I had a conversation about this last week. Like, if it makes your life better, then he said, is that what you said? If it makes your life better, then, that's good. And I was like, I've been thinking about that ever since we talked about
it. Yeah, people, like, their ego gets in the way and they're like, I'll just push myself. I'm like, why would you do that? Don't hurt yourself. If your life is easier because of this, then yeah, it's about preserving your quality of life,
But then I'll get a comment like the other day that was like, somebody's like, oh, you're doing great and you've lost weight and you've exercised, which is always a mind fuck. But then the guy goes, exercise? She rides a scooter. And I'm like, I go, sir, you can ride a scooter and you can also exercise. And then I said, are you mentally ill or stupid? And I've never said anything that mean to somebody, but he made me so mad.
Yeah.
And
just like working out and mobility scooters, you can do both. You can be mentally ill and stupid.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. People are mean.
They're so mean. It's unreal. The amount of oh my God. I just posted a video of me like climbing from the passenger seat to the driver's seat of my own car. Some guy commented, no, I didn't even bring this up to you. Uh-oh. And he was like, this is what's wrong with fucking women these days. And he was like, first off, why are you wearing your pajamas in public? That's disgusting. You get your gross ass Crocs off someone's car seat. Why don't you walk around the car like a normal fucking person? Like, he was so mad. I didn't even reply. And someone else was like, are you a fucking retard? And they're like, she can't walk. That's her own car. She can put her fucking feet on it. Like, it was crazy. People get very mad.
That's what's wrong with women?
Yeah, I'm what's wrong with women.
Let me guess. He was a male, probably
34.
Okay. A white male.
Voicemail.
5'6".
Guy sounded like me for a second now I think about it.
And I'm gonna be honest, comments like that used to bother me, and they still do kind of. There'll be a couple when somebody really reads me, it'll stick with me for the day, but for the most part I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah,
I'm over here doing my thing. What's wrong with you, brother?
Somebody, I forget who it was, said something very like, I get it. He's like, there's two kinds of people. He said there's the people that create and there's the people that comment. Who do you want to be? And I can't remember who told me that. And I really should, because that was a very good piece of advice.
And that's a good piece of advice.
And I've been commenting ever since.
And if say which one you are in the comments below.
Go ahead and create that comment and post it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who gave me that dumbass piece of advice, but
when they
definitely haven't been living by it.
When they hit like on the one thing you genuinely are insecure about, it's like, damn. And it's always the simplest one.
Right.
Mine's my voice. I get really hurt if someone's like, or it's people thinking they're like helping, but they, I always get comments like, ah, I love this girl, but her health is declining rapidly, and it's so sad to watch. We'll miss you when you're gone.
What kind of monster?
Every post, I get like four comments like that.
Slow zoom on Libby's face in post.
The audacity of people. I just...
Yeah.
I'm just, I, and it's, here you are out there trying to create joy and make people laugh, and they are monsters.
They really are. It's just that whole online thing of people being like, I don't have to face this person face to face, so I can say whatever I want to say without consequence.
If it's really mean, sometimes I'll comment and I'll be like, yeah, well, buy a ticket and save my face.
You've had people say ignorant shit to you and to your face too, haven't you?
Oh yeah.
I've heard like, now luckily I don't have that because I would do nothing because I'm a bitch, baby back bitch. But wow, I don't know what I would do if somebody said something rude to me like that in real life.
The thing I've learned like as a disabled person, and I'm sure you get this kind of stuff a lot, just like people be like, oh, they'll say something hurtful and be like, that wasn't my intention. And I talked about this on the last episode, but I'm so tired of it being my job to like decipher your intentions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you should think before you speak to me about something you don't know. So when people do say stuff that's like clearly so insulting or inappropriate, all I do is, what did you mean by that?
And let them repeat.
Make
it.
Make them hear it. Yeah.
And then they go, oh, well, yeah.
You're every so time. Brave. Why?
Well, because, yeah, you're so brave. People say that to me. And I'm, if I'm, yeah, rude.
Nobody's ever said that to me.
It's, you're so brave.
I go, you're such a pussy. I go, thank you.
What do you mean thank by you. That?
I am not brave at all.
He's like, I mean
well, I mean, you're a pussy.
Thank you.
You're a bitch.
Matt's like, yeah, what do you really
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, what do you mean? It's like a kid when they're like, why? Why? It just keeps going. I can't get through this guy.
Why, Daddy? Why? Is that creepy? I've been working on my kid voice lately.
That's pretty good.
My dad is the best dad ever.
That's really good.
Good at voices.
Yeah, I've been working on that one.
That leads me to a question I have. What, out of all the characters you've done so far, what's your favorite?
Well, right now it's Crystal, because she is... she's me, obviously, but
what?
She's me. I love doing everything as Crystal because people love her so much. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's like she feels comforting to people. That's what some people say. I really did like doing Carla, the McDonald's lady, but it was like people were like, well, you should do this and you should do that, which made me like not even want to do it anymore.
Oh, yeah. Everybody had their own opinion and advice.
Do this, do that.
I can't do any voices. Can't even do my own, really.
You do voices, dude. You can do a kid voice right now.
Like, will you say something in the kid voice?
Yeah. You want to come over and play with me?
Okay.
Come on!
It's really hard. I'm just trying to copy Libby and I can't.
Come on, copy me! Hurry up!
You want to go?
You just sound like you're trying to give a baby some candy.
You want to pet my phone?
Oh my god.
I don't have a dad.
She doesn't even have a dad anymore because he got dead. Got dead. Kids say that all the time. What happened to your mic?
I spit.
Oh. Hey, that's a good impression.
Yeah.
My kids do be spitting.
I was doing Stephen Hawking.
As a kid?
So I drooled.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can say that he was a creep.
Golly.
What disability did he have?
ALS.
Oh.
Which is the worst.
Yeah, it's like the fastest. I think it's painful, too.
But he was still pulling that tang.
Right? Pretty?
He was doing that thing.
It goes to show.
Men are disgusting.
How old? How old are you?
Not as ladies.
I mean, come on.
I'm like, you need so much assistance to cheat. That's crazy.
This is a very beautiful island.
Uh-oh.
He was on it.
Yeah, he was on the list.
I had a joke about it at first, and then everyone made better jokes than me, so I stopped doing it.
Yeah, you got to get him in while you can. That's so true.
That was his motto, too.
Yeah.
Have you guys,
how old are you?
Have you seen that documentary on Netflix about him?
About the hawk?
It's just about, I don't know what it was called. I watched it the other day and I just didn't know the number of women that it, just a huge number of women that was affected by it. And I was like, whoa.
By Stephen Hawking or the whole island?
Epstein.
Oh,
that's the island you're talking about, right? Yeah. So I was like, wait a minute.
I was talking about Love Island on Netflix.
No, it was like a lot of women.
Yeah.
I was like, God damn, sir. Jesus.
You know what's crazy? He was 66, right?
Yeah. I was going to ask how old he thought he was.
When he died.
16.
How old should I think he was? 40?
He looks pretty good.
What did he look like, a 66-year-old?
No, it looked like he was 40 or 50.
It's the adrenochrome. Yeah.
Matt's
conspiracy corner.
Adrenochrome.
Yeah.
Because if they are taking it, it's not working. If they're taking it to stay young, it's not working.
Well, the conspiracy is
I can't wait.
That they take it up to, like, it works for a point, and then there's just a stark drop off where, like, they just age rapidly so fast because they stop the adrenochrome or something. Again, I take in these conspiracies and I grab like one or two things and I'm like, I'm going to regurgitate that.
What's another favorite conspiracy?
Don't egg this on Libby.
Oh, man. The one we shared last week is very interesting and I'll reshare it again because it needs to be said. The Pentagon Pizza Index, unrelated to Epstein.
Actually, but pretty cool.
So every time something major goes down, The pizza sales around the Pentagon skyrocket. And what that is they're staying over late at the Pentagon and ordering pizza. So all these pizza restaurants, all their orders and deliveries like just go up like 300, 400% in a day because something's about to happen and they're not allowed to leave the Pentagon. They have to stay in and work it out.
We got
to
stay in and work it out. Order the pizza, Frank. Come on. Come on, Frank.
She was there.
A little glimpse inside what happens in the West.
Now, be the person taking the pizza orders.
Ah, here we go again. Frank's fucking calling. Jesus Christ, get the pizzas for the fucking Pentagon.
Why does everybody sound the same? They all sound the same.
Hey, Frank, how you doing? Do you want your regular? What's going down over there tonight? Huh? All right, thanks. Talk to you soon. We'll get your pizzas right there, guy. Bye-bye.
And that was September 10th, 2001.
Jeez.
Direct call.
Do you want to do one more voicemail? Aiden's
I think so. We're at what, 40?
Yeah.
Do you guys have a voicemail song?
We have a voicemail. A song would be nice. We just have one where we ramble for like 45 seconds.
Ramble on.
Yeah. But yeah, we could do one more call. But before we do, real quick, I do just want to ask, because it is a nice question for our guest. Was there any moment that you had in your life that seemed like it was going to be the worst thing ever, but in hindsight turned out to be the best thing?
Oh, yeah.
That was my divorce.
Okay.
I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, I was married to a fella, and he kept cheating on me because, you know, it's men. And I put up with it for like 2 years before I finally was like, I'm done. But I thought, man, my life is over. How am I going to survive without this guy? Which is, when I think about that now, I'm like, what is wrong with me? But I just thought it was, I was going to be alone forever, which is turning out to be true, but that's not bad. but like about a year later after that, that's when I started stand up and my life really started to take off.
And you feel like that moment of like hopelessness kind of pushed you to go face your other fears. Yep. And
I was like, it's time. It's time to do this thing.
I love that. That's gorgeous.
And I blossomed into a flower now.
And look at you now.
Look at me now.
Also, Miss Crystal does have her own podcast, correct?
Miss Crystal's podcast program. Because Crystal doesn't understand that you don't have to say program. She thinks it's like a TV show. So she's like, Miss Crystal's podcast program.
Oh, Miss Crystal. Classic.
That's why she has Aiden, because she doesn't understand technology.
Love that character.
That's also a character I'm playing.
Yeah. Wait, what? All the stress I'm going through? It's just a character of yours?
That's funny.
Like, I don't know. You nice figure question. Out Google Thanks AdSense.
That nice I question. Love that question.
Damn, he remembered that.
And be sure to call Miss Crystal 615-200-7193.
Ooh, having a like 200 in those three, that's so nice. It's like so much less you have to remember.
It was I never remember it, but it should be really easy to remember.
For some people, it is. This guy. Music. I know ours is 615.
615.
8-547-8824.
Wow. Yeah. Good numbers in there.
All right. Let's say one more. We're going to take one more. What are you guys saying about
nothing.
That? I'm so deaf.
Just girl talk.
Yeah, tampons.
What? Ooh, I'm zoning out. All right. Let's take one more call, and then we'll take it over to Patreon, and we've got a fun little thing over there.
Whoa.
Yeah. Here we go. Right now.
Hello, my name is Kadeem. I am a comedian from Florida, and I have a question for Fiona. What was your first stage experience like? Did you start off at like an open mic, or did you just start off doing, you know, big shows? And question for Matt, what's up with everybody in your butt in chat?
Why don't you go ahead and take that one away? What's up with everybody in my butt? Oh, that chat 2 weeks ago.
Oh, everyone was talking about getting in Matt's butt.
Yeah, it was
pretty funny. I like when it's about him and not me.
Yeah.
I like that shit.
But actually, I want to hear that answer from both of you guys, your first experience.
Yeah. Well... My, like, first time doing stand-up, I feel like I talk about this so much, but it was in college, and I didn't want to. I was terrified. I had just gone through a breakup, and I was like, I'm disabled, no one will ever want me. Like, when you have a progressive disease, it feels like there's a race against time to trick someone into thinking you're valuable before you're too broken. And none of that is true, but no one told me that for a long time, you know? And so I was still walking with the walker at the time. I had gone through a breakup from like a 3-year relationship. I was devastated. And my friends were like, we're having an anti-Valentine's Day house party. And there were bands playing, and I was like, slay, I'll be there. And I show up, and the flyer on the door says the bands and then comedian Fiona Colley. And I was like, the fuck? You know, I had never agreed to this, and I hadn't written. Like, it was bad. I was nervous. So I took a bunch of shots in the kitchen, and I sat in a lazy boy chair with my cane next to me, and everyone, like 50 people in this house, just sat crisscross applesauce on the ground. And I did 10 minutes talking about my disability, my depression, and my breakup.
Did it kill?
It did.
Damn.
And then I didn't do stand up again for a year. Yeah, like I was scared.
The first time you killed?
Yes.
Damn.
But I bombed since. What?
I want to be turned away. You're away from the mic.
Turn around.
Okay. Do you have a first time?
I mean, it was just an open mic at a little like pizza place. And my knees, like, I always heard the expression, my knees were knocking, and my legs were shaking so bad. And I was just like,
yeah.
So I just had to get like the first 6 months out of my system, and then I stopped shaking after that.
Yeah.
And I did stand up as myself first, and then I switched over to a character for a long time, and then somebody talked me out of doing that. Probably a man. No, it was a lady. She was like, you should start doing yourself again.
It was a lady, but she only had brothers.
Where'd you start?
St. Louis.
Oh, wow.
That's where I lived up until 4 years ago.
Really?
A lot of famous people are from St. Louis.
You're just in L.A. a lot now?
Yeah.
No, I thought for some time you maybe lived out in L.A.
Because I just seem like a cool guy, you know?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Just chill as hell.
No, I lived in St. Louis, and then when I stopped teaching, Chelsea, Trailer Trash Tammy, was like, hey, let's move to Nashville. It'll be more central for touring. And I'm like, okay, what do I got to lose? So that's how I got
here. How'd you meet her?
I met her on Vine many years ago.
Wow.
That's amazing.
She found me. She searched white trash, and I popped up, and that's not a joke. That's how she found me.
She
searched
that.
White trash and found you.
Because my screen name was White Trash Network, because I would do like different characters.
Yeah.
And she knew she wanted to get like a group together.
She was like, well, she didn't have any followers at the time either. Neither one of us had any like followers, but.
Mm-hmm.
And then she blew up like a couple years later with the cigarette thing. Y'all got a cigarette?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it. I remember
that. It's very funny.
Y'all got a cigarette?
And now y'all just did a podcast in an above ground pool? How is that?
Well, we couldn't get in because the damn ladder couldn't hold either one of us. So they had to build a whole new step system.
Oh, like that.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, all right. Man. That's so awesome. And thank you.
What? Oh, sorry. You have to end this and then go to Patreon? Is that how you do it?
Yeah, we don't roll straight into it. We like do a hard stop and then go over to the
Patreon.
I'm ready.
Thank you for having me on your podcast. This has been wonderful.
Well, Libby, before we go from the regular episode, is there anything you'd like to plug?
We get tens of hundreds of views.
Miss yes. Crystal's podcast program. That's about it. And my Instagram. Just come over there if you want to send me a picture of your... Don't.
You're going to want to.
Yeah.
You're going to want to.
That's what they don't tell you. You're really going to want to.
When you see that fat ass.
She's sitting on a treasure, yo.
It is a trunk. but that's it. Just find me on the internet if you like older gals.
Will you say will you say your handle one more time?
Libby Higgins, and that's LIBBIE Higgins _.
Damn. There's another Libby Higgins out there.
Damn it.
Would love to have it, but
do you ever message that person?
No, but I should.
Matt tried.
I think the one that has Matt Taylor is no longer with us.
No, Matt tried to buy Libby Higgins.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, I actually bought Libby Higgins. That's why we had you on today. I wanted to run a business endeavor by you. Oh, man. Well, Libby, thank you so much for coming on and being part of the Ramping Up podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're amazing. She's so dumb.
Stop. And if you guys aren't some busters, why don't you go ahead and join us over at the Patreon. That's patreon.com/rampinguppod. And we'll see you over there for some very fun stuff that we are about to cook up. So
you're about to be like, I don't know what to think of these two anymore.
Yeah. Uh-oh, they're going to make me have sex with them.
Yes!
On camera. Damn it.
This is the podcasting couch. Anybody get that? Anybody
I got
sick
it.
Minds get that? All right.
Hell yeah. All right. Thank you for joining us. See you next week.
Bye.
You.
We're ramping up.